you're late. And you've got patients waiting in rooms 1 and 2.
Margaret, I just a second walked in the door. Is it all right with you if I take a few damn moments for myself before you inundate me with the walking wounded? Is that all right with you? Thank you.
Oh, and Dr. Becker, you have a phone call, but I forgot to ask who it was.
Oh, that's just great. Thank you, Linda. Yeah, terrific support staff.
All right, start my day with a compliment.
Which line?
The blinking one.
None of them are blink. Oh, sure, now it is.
Uh-oh. Did you see that look in his eye?
I never looked directly at him.
Oh, that's right. You haven't been through it before.
Been through what?
Well, every 4 years, he just loses it.
You mean more than normal?
I should have seen this coming. I mean, both of his ex-wives have called lately. He took a big hit on his taxes. And Lord knows the last time he was with a woman.
Well, he doesn't seem any worse than usual.
Damn phones!
There are subtle differences.
You know, Margaret, you're right. Lately, Becker has been a bigger pain in the ass than usual.
How long does this usually last?
Usually until he kills something. Last time it was a Coke machine. He said it was staring at him.
I know how that feels.
Hey, Reg.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Reggie.
Oh, Heidi, did you happen to leave a pair of sunglasses in here the other day?
I did. Thank you.
Damn. I mean, here you go. But I'm warning you, you leave that jacket in here, you are not seeing it again.
Thanks for the warning. Anyway, gotta go to work. See you later.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's your girlfriend? Your girlfriend? Yours?
What's your problem, Bob?
My problem, Mr. Blind Date, is that it's a sin that such a beautiful woman is wasted on a guy who can't even see her.
But I still got a sense of touch.
Hey, quit rubbing it in! How come Bob never gets any woman like that?
You mean non-inflatable?
Linda thinks your girlfriend's really nice.
Linda thinks?
What, Bob's the only one allowed to do it?
Could we just get back to John's foul mood?
Oh, good. You notice it, too. What are we gonna do about it?
Maybe we should send him flowers.
Well, can you tie a dozen roses around a brick?
He seems fine to me.
Where the hell's my coffee?
You just walked in.
The coffee I ordered yesterday. I never got it. I want it now.
Well, you're in luck. Yesterday's coffee is Reggie's specialty.
John!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought my coffee would be there by now.
You know, you have been stomping around here like a wounded rhino for weeks. We need a break. You need to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, not gonna happen. After getting hosed on my taxes, my travel budget's like $300. Actually, make that $300.50.
Why 50 cents?
Because I'm not paying for the coffee I never got.
Will you pull it?
You know, there's this website where you tell them how much money you have and they hook you up with great trips. But it's last minute stuff, so you have to go right away.
You find me a good vacation for $300, I'll be happy to go.
That'll be easy. They have everything. Golf trips, fishing trips. You could even go skiing.
Yeah. I could wrap myself around a tree, get a concussion, and be out of the office for months.
What about a ski trip?
Yeah.
Jake here? We're going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah, I'd be right out.
Coffee?
Yeah, thank you.
It's funny, I can't remember ever seeing you so casual. I mean, it's just that you're always so dressed up, that's all.
Yeah, usually I am. I mean, I don't mean to sound conceited or anything, but all my life, every guy I've ever dated has been obsessed with how I look. Well, you know what it's like.
Yeah, it's a drag.
But with Jake, I don't have to dress up. It's great. I feel so free. Hey, Jake.
Heidi, wow, you're here early.
Yeah.
Most women are late. You know, they take so much time putting themselves together.
Not me. Well, good night, Reg.
See you tomorrow.
Have fun.
Oh, we gotta go. That little man, he's staring at me again.
Well, all right, then. I see you. She's so much fun to talk to.
She didn't say a word to you.
She didn't have to. There was a look in her eyes. What?
Is it my imagination, or are you not as close to the floor as usual?
All right. If you must know, I'm wearing elevation-enhancing accessories. You know, I'm wearing lifts.
Lifts? You're wearing stilts.
Yeah, and they're killing me, all right?
God.
Oh, that's better.
Well, I was crazy to agree with this. I don't want to go on a cruise.
Where you going? Come on, the cab is waiting.
Yeah, Margaret, a cruise? I don't even like being in an elevator with strangers for 7 minutes. What am I going to do on a boat for 7 days?
Stay out of the elevator. Come on, John. Linda did a lot of research before she booked this cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. And besides, you are going to such great places. Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico.
Have you been out there lately? I'm already on that cruise. No, I don't need a vacation. I just had a bad couple of days. I'm past that now.
Hey, honk that freaking horn one more time. I'm going to force feed that fat rest to you. One beat at a time.
Yeah, you know, I just, hey, no, wait, bye-bye, don't.
Oh, Lord, I thought he would never leave. Now, Linda, I'm going to go back and close the exam rooms. You call Susan over at Dr. Klein's office and reconfirm all the rescheduled appointments.
You got it. Susan, I'm on it. Julie, Linda. Yeah, I'll be out soon. Dr. Evil just left. You know, we should go on that cruise. There's entertainment, pool parties, and not a woman to be seen. We do great there. Yeah, you should see the pictures on the website. These guys are so desperate, they're stuck dancing with each other. It's what kind of cruise? Please tell me you mean happy.
Hi, Linda. Welcome back.
Is Dr. Becker back yet?
No, not yet, but he should be in any minute. Why?
No reason.
How was your week off? Mine was great.
What'd you do?
Well, Lewis had to work, so I slept late, watched soap operas, ate ice cream. Pretty much what you do here every day. Linda, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, what are you so worried about?
You know, the world, my place in it, how long I'll have a place in it.
That's great, Linda. You know, it never hurts to get in touch with your spiritual side.
Actually, I've been drinking a lot.
Hi, John. Welcome back. How was the cruise?
It was very nice.
Did you have fun?
Yes, it was very nice.
Do you have any pictures?
No, no pictures.
I swear, you're the only person I know who goes away on vacation, comes back, and has nothing to say about it.
Well, I guess it was just so special. I haven't had time to process it all.
You know, you are being very secretive. Did you have a little shipboard romance? Linda, are you all right?
Yes, fine, yes.
You know, John, I've got the feeling that you are hiding something from me, but don't worry, I'll get it out of you eventually. Mrs. Hahn, would you please follow me? I'll get you set up in room 1.
I'm going to kill you.
Greetings, losers. Hey, who's this gang sitting with Vision Quest?
That's Heidi.
Get the hell out of here.
I think she's taking advantage of Jake because he's blind, you know, by letting her appearance go.
Wow. Suddenly Bob's glad he never took a shot at her.
Unless you had a gun with tranquilizer darts in it, you never had a shot at her.
I gotta go, Jake, okay? All right, so dinner tonight around 8?
Yeah, sounds okay. Great.
Bye.
Bye, beautiful.
Well, look who's back!
Hey!
Hello.
Hello. Well, if it isn't the king of cruising.
So, did the king find a queen?
Why'd you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I just heard those cruises were really great places to meet people.
Yeah, what do you mean by those cruises? What? Has Linda been in here?
No, she's been on vacation for a week. Why?
Oh, never mind. Let's just drop it then.
You know what, Rich? I bet he did meet somebody. Come on. A single doctor on a cruise?
Yeah, it would be weird if he didn't meet someone.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? You guessed it. I did meet someone.
Ah,
you know, I just didn't want to jinx it, you know? So let's just say that this person is very special. It was very romantic, and I hope it works out.
Dr. Becker, I'm sorry I sent you on a gay cruise. I can't take this torture anymore, so kill me. Don't kill me. That's up to you, but it was an honest mistake.
Whoa. Wait, back up. You went on a gay cruise?
They didn't know yet, did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, John. Oh, John!
So this special person you met, what's his name?
Very funny.
Bob waited his whole life for this. Someone else is the object of ridicule.
All right. Now you all know. It's no big deal.
Oh, thank God.
No. For you, it is a very big deal. Go on a vacation, you said. You know, it'll be relaxing, you said. It was the most unrelaxing week of my entire life.
At what point did you realize it was a gay cruise?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere between YM and C.
So what did you do, sit in your cabin all week?
Oh, yeah, no, I would have loved that. But my two cabin mates, Brad and Evan, they really hit it off. Well, first night I went back in my stateroom early, and let's just say I never made that mistake again.
So there were no women on the entire ship?
Oh, I thought there were, but I was horribly and publicly wrong.
Promise. Someday you'll look back on this and laugh, too.
Maybe. Before that day comes, I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to use my powers as a physician to bring you back to life. And then I'm going to kill you again.
Hi, Dr. Becker.
Hello, Linda. Would you please go back to the storeroom and bring me back a box of syringes?
How do I know this isn't a trap?
You don't.
How long is this going to go on? So Linda made a mistake. John, you have been tormenting her for days.
Yes, so far much more fun than my vacation.
you think you're carrying on just a little too much? I swear, you are acting like such a homophobe.
Oh, come on, Margaret. You know me. I don't have anything against gay people. I would have felt just as uncomfortable with a boat full of old people or young people or born-agains or country music fans. And thank God they weren't country music fans.
So bad about this cruise?
Do I have to spill it out for you? I was the only straight man there. Do you know what it's like to be a minority? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. I was really looking forward to getting away. You know, and yes, you know, I was hoping I could meet someone. But that certainly wasn't going to happen on this cruise, was it?
So people weren't nice to you?
No. Everybody was really nice.
So it wasn't completely miserable.
Oh, I guess not. I mean, I got some sun. I caught up with my reading. And...
How about the food?
Oh, Margaret, the food was marvelous.
How about the entertainment?
Fabulous. It was... Marvelous? Fabulous? I mean, listen to me. Listen to me.
Where if anyone else went on this cruise, they would have come back with a funny story. Oh, but not you. You treat it just like you treat your whole life. You look for the negative, you find it, and then you obsess about it. John, Linda made a mistake. Move on.
And what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, find the humor in all of this?
Why not? Everyone I've told has.
Greetings, Fry Baby. Bob back.
Yeah, back to your old height.
Hey, Braille Mix, why so spiffy?
I like to look good when I go out with Heidi. You know, especially since I'm sure that when we're together, everyone's staring at us.
No, they're staring, all right.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, Jake, I wasn't sure if I should tell you, but Heidi's sort of been dressing down lately.
Oh, you mean like casual?
She means like Pigpen.
Bob. I just think that she's using the fact that you're blind to let herself go.
Well, thanks a lot, Reggie.
Well, is it true?
No. Little. Sort of. Yes.
Well, why?
I don't know. It's just easier this way. I mean, I have to dress up when I go to the office or when I'm out with clients, but when we go out, well, what does it matter?
You don't think I matter?
No. That came out wrong. What I meant to say was, what's the point?
Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up. I feel much better now.
Jake, I really thought I could get past the appearance thing with you.
You also got past the honesty thing.
No, Jake, I...
Wait. Look, you should care what you look like when you go out with me, even if I can't see you.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I don't think this is going to work out. Goodbye, Heidi.
That was your solution? To say goodbye?
Well, what else was I supposed to do?
You tell her to go home, hose off, and put on a dress. That's like having an incredible piece of candy. So what if it falls on the floor? You pick it up, wipe up the dirt, and pop it back in your mouth.
Hey, Reg, coffee, please.
Well, if it isn't Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, fine. Take your best shot.
Oh, that wasn't my best shot. I got lots more.
Dr. Becker, I know you're still mad at me, but if it helps, here, my life savings, $300. Well, $260 of it is mine, $40 I took from the cash box at work. Just don't be mad at me anymore, please.
Oh, here, Linda, you know, keep the money. Actually, give me the $40 back, but you can keep the rest. You know, I know you meant well. I thought about it, and I realized that, you know, maybe I was focusing on the negative and what could have been a fun experience.
Margaret told you to say that, didn't she?
Shut up, please.
Look, I don't care how it happened. Thank you, Dr. Becker.
Oh, hey,
thank
no,
you.
I mean, it's okay.
Oh, by the way, there's a message for you at the office. Some guy named Trent called. He said he knows you're not gay, but if you just give him 5 minutes, he's sure he could change your mind.
Tell him no thanks.
5 minutes. What could he possibly do in 5 minutes?